are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates. And a couple of guests this morning. First up, from Oahe Days, heading things up, it's Nicole Gordon. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's hard to believe we are just, a day and a week away
exactly,
from Oahe Days.
Yeah.
So how has the planning been going?
It's been going really well. We've had some challenges because the park is kind of dug up, so we've had to make some adjustments there.
Right.
But other than that, planning has gone really well this year.
Excellent. And, you always rely on volunteers to help out with certain things, and you're putting the call out again this year.
Yes. Oahe Days is a nonprofit, and we are completely run by volunteers. They don't pay me enough for this job. but we do need volunteers in our beer tent and token booth, and you can sign up on our Sign Up Genius on our website or our Facebook page.
Excellent. So, yeah, if you've got some time, you want to be a part and help out, that would be fantastic because, boy, there are going to be a great number of vendors. It seems like you've got more this year than last.
We do. We have a great number of vendors. Our vendor people have done a great job this year. We did have to adjust a little bit with our food vendors. They'll be moved out to the street because of the park stuff, but the art vendors will all still be there, and we have a good number of them this year. We're really excited.
Very nice. You've got raffle tickets out there as well. We've got some here at the station. Tell people what the raffle tickets are about and what they help with.
Yeah, we had some great donors this year, Beck Motors and Graham Tire. So we will be drawing for three prizes. There's $1,000 in a gas card, which will get you to like Vivian and back these days, but
right.
Still a great prize. And then we have $1,000 in tires and $1,000 in car washes, or you can use the dog wash.
Oh, very nice. And the reasoning behind this is because you are a nonprofit, it's an absolutely free event for everybody. And this just kind of helps go towards the next year.
Absolutely. So we do not charge admission for any of our concerts, but they are expensive. We have to pay for things like porta potties and insurance and things like that. So between the raffle, all of our amazing sponsors, and then beverage sales the weekends of is how we make that happen.
And speaking of the entertainment, you've got a pretty good lineup Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, we're really excited about this year's lineup. We're kind of throwing it back a little bit to the 90s, back to my childhood days. So we'll have Saved by the 90s as our headliner on Friday, and then Sawyer Brown as our headliner on Saturday.
Very nice. Yeah, it's going to be a great time. And there's entertainment all through the day as well.
There is. And actually, this year we implemented a second stage because we had so much interest in performing. So we will have two musical stages happening throughout the day. And then we also have fun things like a children's magician and exercise classes and things like that.
A lot of good things happening for everybody. Friday, what time do things get underway on Friday?
So Friday, we ask that our food vendors and art vendors are set up by about 3, but nothing really. And our side stage will kind of have some music starting at 3. Main stage doesn't start till about 5 because most people are still at work.
Right.
And then, Avera is doing their kickoff event on Thursday. So there'll be things in the park Thursday night, Friday night, and then all day Saturday.
It's going to be a great time. So we encourage everybody to come on out, have some fun, and we'll keep our fingers crossed for some really good weather that
yes,
weekend.
Yes, please do.
All right. Well, thank you, Nicole. If people want to sign up and volunteer, let's give them that where to go again.
Yeah. On our Facebook page, we have a link. Otherwise, you can go to www.oahedays.com.
All right. Sounds good. We'll see you next weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for joining us. There's Nicole Gordon heading up Oahe Days. Don't miss out next weekend. It's going to be a great time. We'll chat with Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen right after these.
This is Meredith at Lee Real Estate. Now is the time for you to list your home with Lee Real Estate. We have buyers looking for homes in all price ranges, with many homes selling very quickly. If you've been thinking about selling your home, give us a call and we'll do a free market analysis and give you the best information to get the best price for your home. And buyers, we have the homes you're looking for, or we will find it for you. Check us out on Facebook at Lee Real Estate Pier or find us at LeeRealEstatePier.com.
Did you know that addressing a hearing loss early can lead to a better outcome? Untreated hearing loss increases the risk for cognitive decline and even dementia. Hearing health is brain health. Don't put off better hearing. See the professionals at Audiology Associates, your local audiology team. We have clinics in Pierre, Miller, Winner, and Chamberlain. Call us at 605-224-8848. Hearing health is brain health. Let Audiology Associates help you or a loved one re-engage in the conversation and enjoy better hearing again.
7:35 as we continue on with our Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining me this morning. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave.
And as always, busy, busy, busy in Fort Pierre, but I hear the swimming pool is open.
The swimming pool is open. It's probably a little cool this morning.
But, a little bit.
Yeah, but it's open. We finally got enough applicants for lifeguards. That's all, we can't open until we have enough.
Right.
And so we're there.
That's great.
We still could use an employee or two at the museum. You know, we have two facilities open now, the Barendra Museum mm-hmm. and the Depot, and they require staffing. And so if you're interested in that, there is an application online. Fill that in or stop in the office, whichever works. But
excellent. Let's get that position filled.
Right. Nice, flexible staffing.
Yes. And what more could you ask for?
Yeah. And what a fun place. You know,
Definitely.
Both of them are done very well. And the Barendra Museum is a complete remodel. And so it's nice and clean and bright and air-conditioned now.
Oh, that's important right there.
Exactly.
And business exactly. Going on, as always?
Lots of new businesses going on. You know, it's so exciting. I saw a concept yesterday of what the new development will look like in Pierre, and that's just awesome. I've talked to Mayor Harding about it and congratulated him on that coup. And what a wonderful addition for this community. And he said that as he was talking to Paul Haig, the developer for the one in Pierre, mm-hmm. He was talking about the development that's going on also in Fort Pierre, and made the comment to Mayor Harding, development begets development. And he said, this community will see a boom. And so, isn't that exciting?
That is great.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful. And in Fort Pierre, we had a ribbon cutting at Funtime Rentals on last Saturday. Derek and Julia Dietrich have purchased Funtime Rentals, and they have added some wonderful things to the inventory. A lot of inflatables, and so if you have birthday parties and things, you'll want to look at that. We will be utilizing their inflatables at our events in the park, and so kids love those things, and so
The first Thursday they had the mini putt-putt, which is really neat. We'll right. have that at Oahe Days. They had a snail slide. I mean, they have some really cool things.
They really do. They really do. And that's a wonderful addition to the commerce in Fort Pierre. Myers Meats have moved from their Magpies location. They have leased the Chalk Building, which is on the corner. It was an old meat market for 100 years or so, and so now it's back to being a meat market.
Very nice.
And so they are open now. I believe their hours are from 11. They open at 11. 4 days a week. And so you can go look on their Facebook and get all the information. But as they accumulate more equipment, they plan to have to serve some meals and coffees. And so
won't that be nice?
Yeah, it'll be a nice little bistro there on the corner. For right now, they're just selling their wonderful meats. And Dano's Marine is has his building permit to get started on his building, and that's beside Chase Auto there, and so that will be a great addition. So yeah, lots of neat things going on in Fort Pierre.
Yeah, that is wonderful to hear, and of course, one of the great traditions over in Fort Pierre is the 4th of July parade. And I mean, yeah, we're a little less than a month away, but you're already getting the planning going out here.
We are when Kelly on our staff mentioned they were going to have a parade meeting. I thought, what? It can't be that time already. But it is. And so you're right. We in Fort Pierre love our 4th of July. We are the 4th of July capital of the world, I think.
I would agree.
We deserve that title. And so be thinking about your entries in the parade. Because there are some things that you need to do, and one thing is to register and get a number. And then we don't line up using that number, but we can identify them for the media as they come through. We can say number 36 is.
Right.
And so, and again, we will have awards for the most patriotic, the best South Dakota Pride, the best Fort Pierre Pride, the best horse-drawn, the most humorous, and the best antique vehicle. And so go online and fill out your application. Get that in. Get your number. If you have multiple entries, and some do, that you want to have together in the lineup, it's really important to show up at the same time.
Yes, absolutely.
It is, you know, we many times have 400 entries in the parade, and so that is a lot to organize. And
you got to keep everybody straight and everybody moving along. And it is such a great time. We're looking forward to. We've got a new look coming for the cruiser, and we always have that entered into the parade, and we're looking forward to being part of it.
Oh, that's awesome! I have another thing that to mention is that Jill Kokish is working on the mural. And she would really like to get it done by the 4th of July. And I hear other people say, I want to get this done by the 4th of July. So it's kind of it definitely is a high point for us and exciting times.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for stopping by this morning. And
Thank you, Dave.
Look forward to all the great things happening and the fun over in Fort Pierre each and every week. And
exactly.
All the things you've got going on. Well, okay. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, super.
All right, there's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us for this Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the great folks at Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates.